Sometimes it seems that it's movie directors, not politicians, who pay the most attention to disadvantaged children in urban neighborhoods. Life in the Projects was the subtext of Spike Lee's Clockers in 1995. John Singleton's newly released Baby Boy takes on black male stereotypes. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says the best of these movies may be the latest, Our Song.
Our Song will surprise you. Its story of inner-city kids searching for who they are is familiar, but its specifics, a summer spent with three 15-year-old girls of color in a Brooklyn neighborhood, are not. And writer-director Jim McKay tells his story with such tact and skill that we find ourselves moved and amazed at the same time.
He said that to you? You need to just forget about him, you know what I'm saying? He ain't that special himself.
Sure. Well, he's special to me.
Well, look, maybe it's for the best. You know, keep you out of trouble.
Ain't no trouble, Joy. I like him, and I want him to show that he likes me, too.
Period. Well, to tell you the truth, I think it's because he just want to break up with you for this week, so he'll have to get you no birthday present, and then he gonna want you back next week.
Lanisha, Joy, and Maria are best friends, always hanging out together, always there for each other. This particular summer, however, turns out to be a pivotal one. Young as they are, these girls are going to have to make critical choices about where their lives are headed. To state Our Song's thesis that baldly, however, goes against the way this film was put together. Director McKay has utilized a much more subtle but still simple approach. Using intimate camera work and a relaxed style, he allows us to just hang out with the trio as they live their lives, interacting with each other, their families, and friends.
They closing our school. Y'all didn't know about this?
For real.
And then I called and they said my new school is 114 way up in Queens. I gotta take a bus to the G train and then another bus for like an hour and a half altogether.
I ain't taking no train and two buses to go to school. Be 3 hours every day. Forget about that.
The normal teenage fixations with clothes, boyfriends, and school are of course on these kids' minds, but soon we start to see other things. Gradually, almost without our either knowing it or sensing that the film is forcing our attention, we find ourselves sharing in all the emotions of these girls' lives. They become so real to us, in fact, that we completely understand why they make the choices they do, even as we wish it could be otherwise. This is especially the case when the teenagers have to deal with the lure of pregnancy. One of the things Our Song is able to effectively dramatize is why this choice is an appeal to girls who see nothing else hopeful in their lives.
Are you happy? You're definitely sure?
What?
That you're pregnant. I didn't get my thing for like twice, so I did a test at home, and there was 2 lines on the thermometer thing. You told Terrell? I'm gonna, but I don't even want to hear what he's gonna say.
True.
Writer-director McKay made Our Song on a tiny budget with a skeleton crew, but that hasn't stopped it from communicating emotionally. What's most rare and most valuable is its ability to take us into a neighborhood that may not be our own and make us feel like we understand.
Kenneth Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times.